Today's Amud is Yevamos Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, an interesting case, that Misha Kidesh Achas Mishtei Achoyos, if you have a person, we'll call him Reuven, Reuven marries one of two sisters, he doesn't remember which one he married, did he marry Rachel, did he marry Leah, Ve'en Yodea Ezeman Kidesh, he doesn't know which one he married, he knows he married one of the two sisters, it's either Rachel or Leah, but he doesn't remember which one. So in such a case, the halacha is nice and get lezu, it's pasha, he has to give a get to each one of them. He can't live with either one of them because each one of them, Rachel might be Achis Eshtoi, maybe he's married to Leah, so Rachel's Aser to him. He can't be together with Leah because maybe really Rachel's his wife, and if so, Leah is Achis Eshtoi. So Mamela, he has to get rid of both of them, he has to divorce both of them, and he has to give a get to each one. Let's say Reuven dies before he gets a chance to divorce both of them, before he gets a chance to give them a get. Reuven dies, v'loy ach echad, and he has a brother Shimon. So now Rachel and Leah misafik both fall to Shimon. The halacha is chaylitz l'shteyan. He's going to have to do chalitza to both of them. Shimon, who's Reuven's brother, Shimon's going to have to do chalitza both to Rachel and to Leah. Now we can't do yibum with either one of them because if he does yibum, so it's true, it might be the yavama, he might score, but he might also fall because maybe it's going to be achay zikukasai. If he does yibum with Rachel, maybe really Leah's dashay meres yavam. If really Leah is the Shemeres Yavam, it comes out Rachel is Achay Zikukasai. So you can't do Yibam with either one of them because each one of them might be Achay Zikukasai. And even if he first does Chalitza, let's say Shimon would want to first do Chalitza with Rachel, and then he'll say, okay, fine, so now I'll do Yibam with Leah. And Mimanav Shavcham good, because Rachel's not Zakuk to me anymore. So either Leah's not the Yavama, but okay, fine, but at least she's not Achay Zikukasai. And I might even score, because maybe really Leah's the Shemeres Yavam. So why can't he first do Chalitza with Rachel, and then do Yibam with Leah? The answer to that is because besides the Isser of Achay Zikukasai, there's another Isser of Achay Chalutzasai. If a person performs Chalitza with someone, so then he becomes Aser Midrabanan to marry that person's sister. So if he does Chalitza with Rachel, he can't marry Leah because maybe Rachel was the Shemeres Yavam. And if so, he did Chalitza with Rachel and now Leah is Achis Chalutzasai. So Mamela Yibam is out of the picture. Instead, Shimon has to perform Chalitza both with Rachel and with Leah. Hayu Leishnayim, if let's say Reuven who died, Reuven had two brothers. He had Shimon and Levi. So then the rule is that Echad Chaylates the Echad Miyabim. So then one of them does Chalitza to one of the sisters, and then the other brother could do Yibum to the other sister. So Lamashal, Reuven has two brothers, Shimon and Levi. Shimon could go ahead and do Chalitza with Rachel. And then Mimanav Shach, it's going to be Mutter for Levi to do Yibum with Leah. Because either Leah is the Shemeres Yavam, in which case Levi is scoring, because he did a tremendous mitzvah. He did Yibam with the Shemeres, with the Yavama, so that would be perfect. And even on the tzad that really Rachel was the Shemeres Yavam, even on the tzad that really Rachel is the one who is married to Reuven, so it doesn't matter, because now that Shimon did Chalitza with Rachel, so Leah is not going to be Achis Chalutzasai anymore. So it's going to be Mutter for Levi to be Miyabim, it's going to be Mutter for Levi to be Miyabim Leah, because she isn't Achis Zikukasai. Now you might ask, okay fine, she's not Achis Zikukasai, but she is Achis Chalutzasai. The answer to that is no. The answer to that is that it's only the brother who does the Chalitza, it's only the brother who Bepayel does the actual Chalitza, it's only on him that there's an Isser of Achis Chalutzasai. So Shimon would be Aser to Leah, Alts Achis Chalutzasai. But Levi, who never did Chalitza to Rachel, Levi was not the brother who did the Chalitza to Rachel, so Levi is actually going to be Mutter to Leah. So that's why the halacha in this case, when Reuven has two brothers, Shimon and Levi, and so then the halacha is that one brother does Chalitza to one of the sisters, and then the other brother could do Yibam with the other sister, and Miman of Shach is good to go. Either he's doing Yibam, actual halacha Yibam, or worse comes to worse, he's not doing any Isurim, it's not going to be an Isur of Achis Chalutzasai. So that's the rule of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says that kadmu v'kansu ein maitzin miyadam. That lemaisa b'di'eved, if they did, both did yibam, they weren't supposed to, but let's say Shimon went ahead and he did Yibam with Rachel, and Levi went and he did Yibam with Leah, so they weren't supposed to do that, but Lemaisa, once they did it, so then they're fine. Because there's no problems that could exist after the fact. Meaning, best case scenario is that when Shimon did Yibam with Rachel, so Rachel was the Shemeres Yavam, and Shimon did a tremendous mitzvah. Levi married Leah. It was just Stam, nothing wrong with that. He Stam married his brother, sister-in-law. Nothing wrong with that. So there's nothing, that would be the best case scenario. What could be the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario is that Shimon did something wrong when he was Miyabim Rachel, because really Leah was the Shemeres Yavam. Really Leah was the Shemeres Yavam. And if so, when Shimon was Miyabim Rachel, he was really being Miyabim Achay Zekukasay in Issa Derabanan. That's the worst case scenario. But even on that side, Lamaisa, once Levi then goes and does Yibam with Leah, so now he removes the Zika. Now Rachel isn't Achay Zekukasay anymore. So it's true at the time that Shimon married Rachel, he was marrying Achay Zekukasay, which was Aser, but Lamaisa, once Levi then goes and does Yibam with the other sister, he does Yibam with Leah, who's the actual Yavama, so then the Isser of Achay Zekukasay goes away, because the Zika goes away through the Yibam. So after the fact, if Shimon and Levi both did Yibam with the two sisters, Shimon married Rachel and Levi married Leah, so then after the fact we don't make them get divorced, because the Isser was done and it's gone. There's no Isurim anymore that are continuing to exist, and Mamela, we are allowed to allow them to stay married. So that's all the rules of the Mishnah. Four cases: if the brother doesn't know who he married, he has to give a get to both of them. If he dies and his one brother Shimon, he has to do chalitza to both. If there's two brothers, so then one brother does chalitza and the other brother could do yibam. And if they were kadmu v'kansu, l'maisef b'di'evet, if they got married, so then we don't make them get divorced. That's the entire klal of our Mishnah. There are no more chidushim be'etzem in the rest of the Mishnah. We'll see, the Gemara is even going to ask pshita on the rest of the Mishnah. There are no more chidushim. However, the Mishnah is going to add in more people, more scenarios, where we're really just going to be playing out the rules that we mentioned in the resh of our Mishnah. We're just going to be playing it out in somewhat more complicated cases, but it's really it's nothing really new that's gonna occur in the Hemshech of the Mishnah. It's all really just repeating the rules that we've said until now. So says the Mishnah like this. Let's say you have Shnayim Shekidshu Shtei Achayos. Let's say instead of it being just a Reuven who married one of two sisters, we have two men who married one of two sisters. These two men are not related to each other. I tried thinking of someone else in Tanakh that we know of three brothers. We know of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So someone else who's well known, a family of three brothers, I figured we'll go with Shem, Cham, and Yefes. So we're going to talk about Shem right now. So Reuven and Shem are good friends, and they go and they marry Rachel and Leah. The problem is they don't remember which one married which sister. Shem and Reuven both married these two sisters. They married Rachel and Leah, and they don't know which one they married. So what's the halacha? So obviously, they can't stay married, because either one of them might be with an Ishish Ish, they might be with Achas Ishtoi, so Avada, they're not going to be mutter to stay married to either one of the women. Rather, it says the Mishnah, Zayin Yadea Eze Kidesh, Vizayin Yadea Eze Kidesh, each one doesn't know which one he married. So the halacha is, Zen Noisin Shnei Gitin, Vizen Noisin Shnei Gitin, each one of them, both Reuven and Shem, both have to give two Gitin, one get to each woman. Reuven might be married to Rachel, he might be married to Leah, so he has to give each one of them a get. Shem might be married to Rachel, Shem might be married to Leah, so Mamela Shem has to give a get to each one of them. That's the halacha, which again is really the same din as the first case of our Mishnah, just now we're saying it with two people who married the sisters. And now again, says the Mishnah like this, let's say Mesu, let's say both Reuven and Shem die, and Lezeach, Lezeach, and each one of them has a brother. Reuven has one brother, his name is Shimon, and Shem has one brother, and his name is Cham. So now Shimon and Cham face Rachel and Leah. So the halacha is Zechay Litzlishtayan, Vizechay Litzlishtayan, same as the second case of our Mishnah. The halacha is that each one of these brothers, both Shem and Cham, both have to do Chalitza to to each one of these sisters, both to Rachel and to Leah, because Shimon has to do chalitza to each one of them, because each one of them might be his Shemer Yavam. And Cham has to go ahead and do chalitza to each one of them, because each one of them might be his Shemer Yavam. Lezeach ulezeach shnayim. So now we get a little bit more complicated, even though it's the same rules from the Reisha. But let's say one of them has one brother. Shem, let's say, has one brother. Shem has a brother, Cham, and that's his only brother. And Reuven died, but Reuven has two brothers. Reuven has Shimon and Levi. So then the halacha is that Hayachid Chaylitz L'Shteyen, so then Cham, who's a single brother, so Cham has to go and do Chalitza to both of the sisters, because that's the regular case of one brother. One brother, that's always the din, by one brother, is that he has to do Chalitza to each one of them. He can't do Yibam, it might be Achais Zukukasai, and he can't do Yibam after Chalitza, because it might be Achais Chalutzasai. So that's why Cham has to go and do Chalitza to both of them. V'hashnayim, but when it comes to Reuven's two brothers, when it comes to Shimon and Levi, so Echad Chaylitz V'Echad Miyabim. So then one of them goes and does Chalitza to one of the sisters, and then the other brother could do Yibam Mimanavshach to the other sister, like we had in the Reisha. That's always the din by two brothers, that when you have two brothers, once one of them does Chalitza to one sister, the other one, Miman of Shach, will be good to go to do Yibam to the other sister. Let's say Kanmu Vekansu, they're the two brothers, Shimon and Levi, one of them was supposed to do Chalitza and the other one was supposed to do then, could have done then Yibam. Let's say Kanmu Vekansu, they both went ahead and did Yibam. So then the halach is like we had in the Reisha, is that Ein Maitzin Miadam, we don't make them get divorced, because Miman of Shach, after the fact, once Cham already did Chalitza to both of them, and now Shimon and Levi both did Yibam, and they married Rachel and Leah, there is no possible Isser that could be continuing to exist, and Mamela, we don't make them get divorced. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, another case, again, making it slightly more complicated, but it's really the same rules that we've had until now. Let's say Lezeshnayim, let's say Shem died, but he had two brothers. He had Cham, and he had a brother Yefes. And Reuven died, and Reuven has two brothers. He has Shimon and Levi. So both of the dead husbands have two brothers each. So then the halacha is, this is a case of two brothers. So Achiv Shalzeh Chayle, so you have a representative from each family. Let's say Shimon is the representative for the Shimon and Levi family. Cham will be the representative for the Cham and the Yefes family. One of them will go and do Chalitza to one of the sisters. So let's say Shimon will do Chalitza to Rachel, and Cham will go and he'll do Chalitza to Leah. Once they each do this Chalitza, so then after that, Achiv Shalzeh Miyabim Chalutzasei Shalzeh, V'Achiv Shalzeh Miyabim Chalutzasei Shalzeh. So then, once Shimon did the Chalitza to Rachel, and Cham did the Chalitza to Leah, so then Levi could go ahead and do Yibam with Leah, and Yefes could go and do Yibam with Rachel, the other pairs, Chalutza. And like that, Miman of Shach, there is no possible Isser that could occur, and therefore that's what they do. You can't have, let's say, Levi go ahead and do Yibam with Rachel, because that might really be Shem and Chachel, Shem's wife, in which case she never had Chalitza or Yibam done from Chamer Yefes. So if Adas, Levi can't go ahead and do anything with Rachel, but he could Miman of Shach go ahead and do Yibam with Leah. And the same thing with Yefes, Miman of Shach, he could go ahead and do Yibam with Rachel. Let's say Kadmu Shnayim V'Choltzum. Let's say Shem's two brothers, Cham and Yefes, they go ahead, they didn't know the halacha, or they went ahead, whatever reason, and they did Chalitza both to Rachel and to Leah. They did Chalitza to both of them. So now, there's definitely no Isser of Yivam and Lashuk going on over here. So now it's just a matter of figuring out which one was married to Reuven, and then Shimon and Levi is a regular case of a Yavam who died with two brothers, of a husband who died with two brothers. So Lo Yavam Hashnayim, so Shimon and Levi can't both go ahead and do Yibam, but now it's like a regular case of a person who dies with two brothers, so Shimon and Levi could go ahead, one of them will do Chalitza, and then the other one will do Yibam with the other sister, and Miman of Shach, he's good to go. Kadmu v'kansu, let's say they did both do Yibam, after Cham and Yefes both did Chalitza on both Rachel and Leah. Let's say Shimon and Levi then go ahead and they marry Rachel and Leah. They weren't supposed to. They were supposed to have one of them do Chalitza and then the other one do Yibam. But Lamaisa, Kadmu v'kansu, if they did marry both of them, so then Ein Maitzin Miyadam, Mimanafshach, there is no Isurim that are continuing to take place, and Mamela will allow them to stay married. Now says the Gemara, so the beginning of the Mishnah spoke about a case of a person, Reuven, who married one of two sisters. He doesn't know which one he married. Now, how does such a thing happen? How does a person not know which one of the sisters he married? So there are many ways that that could happen. Rashi gives us what the Gemara seems to be thinking in the Hava Mina. What the Gemara seems to be assuming is that the case is that Reuven went to go marry Rachel or Leah. He didn't really care which one. He just wanted to marry one of them. He wasn't very specific. And Rachel and Leah both hired a shliach to accept the Kedushin. They both made a shliach to be mekabel the Kedushin. So when the shliach is mekabel the kedushin, Reuven was only marrying one of them. But now it's not clear which one's he married to. Is he married to Rachel or is he married to Leah? So in such a case, he has to get both of them again. That's the way the Gemara assumes to be that's the story of our Mishnah. However, ask the Gemara that Shema Minah should come out that we have a raya from our Mishnah that kedushin she'ein mesurin labia havu kedushin. There's a machlaikis abaya in Rava and Meseches Kedushin. The Machlekes Amarayim, what's the halacha if a person marries a woman in a way that it's impossible for them to live together as husband and wife? It's Ein Mesurin Labia. Is such a Kedushin considered a valid Kedushin? And it's a Machlekes Amarayim. L'chaira, our Mishnah should be a Raya that even a Kedushin, which is not Roy Labia, it is considered a Kedushin. Because in our case, Reuven married one of the two sisters, so it's Ein Mesurin Labia. He can't live with either one of them. And yet still the halacha is that he has to give each one of them again, which means that the Kedushin was kosher. The Kedushin was valid, even though it was Ein Mesurin Labia. So says the Gemara that L'chaira, our Mishnah is a raya to the Amira who says that Kedushin, She'ein Mesurin Labia, that it is considered a valid Kedushin. However, says the Gemara that no, not so fast. Hacha b'maya skinon, I could tell you that the case of our Mishnah is not the case that we just drew up before. Rather, it's kishahukru ula b'soif nisarvu. The case is talking about where Reuven married Rachel, or he married Leah, he doesn't remember, but he married one of them. There was only one of them, it was underneath the chuppah, there was no shliach, it was mamish a regular case of kedushin. The problem is maybe Rachel and Leah are twins, they look mamish exactly alike, and Reuven can't place it anymore. Rachel and Leah for some reason don't remember, and Reuven can't place it, he can't figure it out, which is the sister that he married. So really at the time of the Kedushin, it was Mesurin Labia. At the time of the Kedushin, he knew who he was marrying. It was afterwards that he got confused, and that's why the Kedushin was considered a valid Kedushin, and he has to give each one of them a get. And says the Gemara Dekanami, and our Mishnah is Meduyuk like this, that this is the case, that it got mixed up afterwards. Dekatani ve'ena yaideya. It says that he married one of two sisters, and he doesn't know which one he married. V'leikatani ve'ena yaidua. It doesn't say that it isn't known, that it's an objective fact, that it's not known which sister he married. If it was the case of the Shliach, so then the Mishnah would have said that it's not known, it's impossible to know which sister he married. That's not the Lashon of the Mishnah. It's says that he married one of two sisters and he doesn't know which one he married. That's mashma that be'etzem it was known, it's just that he then forgot. He doesn't know. So shma mino, you see that that's the case. It was a case of hukru ula b'soiv nisarvu. Memela, there's no raya from our Mishnah to anything to do with kedushin she'ein mesurin labia. However, ask the Gemara, so then my kamash malon. So then what is the chiddush of our Mishnah? L'chaira it's pashut, that if he married one of two sisters, he doesn't know which one he married, so then of course he has to give both of them a get. What's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara that seifa itzrichalei. The seifa, really it means the seifa of the resha, meaning the hemshech, the next few cases, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That seifa itzrichalei, where it talks about the cases of Yibum, where it says that meis fulay ach echad, that if he dies and he has one brother, so then echad chaylates, So then, echad chaylitz l'shteyan. V'loy ach echad. He has one brother. So then, chaylitz l'shteyan. So then, the brother has to do chalitza to both of the women. And hayuloy shnayim. And if he has two brothers, so then echad chaylitz ve'echad miyabim. So then, one of them does chalitza, and then the next brother could even do yibum. And it's dafka michlatz v'hadar yivumi that it dafka has to be in this order, where the first brother does chalitza, and then the second brother does yibum. Avol yivumi bereish olay. We don't allow a brother to first do yibum. Because he might be doing yibum with really achay zikukasai, and yesh zika would tell us that there's a problem with that because it's achay zikukasai. So that's the chiddush of our mishnah, that yesh zika, there's a problem of achay zikukasai, and that's why you needed to do dafka chalitza first and then only afterwards the yibum. That's the chiddush of our mishnah. In a chanami be'etzem, the first case of the mishnah, the first klal that he has to give a get to each woman, that's in a chanami, there's really not much of a chiddush over there. The chiddush was the hemshich of the mishnah, which spoke about this case where Reuven died and he had two brothers. The Mishnah then continued, and the Mishnah said that Shnayim Shekidshu Shtei Achayos. It spoke about two people. We had Reuven and we had Shem, who each married one of two sisters. And again, same idea. Over there, the Mishnah says that both of them have to give a get to both of the sisters. So again, says the Gemara that Shema Mino Kedushin Shem Mesurin Labia Havu Kedushin. Now, the Chayra, again, in this case, we're talking about a case of a Shliach. And you see from here that even though the Kedushin is not Roy Labia, because neither of them know which sister they're married to, still they have to give a get. The Kedushin is considered valid. So, the Chayra, you see from our Mishnah Araya that Kedushin, She'ein Mesur and Labia, have a Kedushin, to which the Gemara says the exact same answer that we said before, that no, Hachanami Kishahokru Ulubasaifnis Arvu. Here also, we're talking about a case where they knew at the time where they married, and then they mixed it up. And they cannot. I'll bring you a raya. The Mishnah is meduyik like this. The Katani Vein Yadea, it says that they don't know who they married, but like Katani Vein Yadua, that it isn't known. So Shmamina, you see that we're talking about a case where they did know and then they forgot. Umay Kamash Malan, so then what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara again, the same answer as before. That Seifa, it's Tzrichalei, the Chiddush is the Seifa, which says that Mesu, Leze Echad, Leze Shnayim, that if both the brothers, if both of the men die, Reuven dies and Shem dies, and Shem has one brother Chum, and Reuven has two brothers, Shimon and Levi. So Hayachid Chaylitz L'Shteyan. So Chum goes and does Chalitza to both of the sisters. V'Hashnayim, and then Reuven's two brothers, Shimon and Levi, Echad Chaylitz V'Echem Yabim. So one of them does chalitza, and then the other one does yibum. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. However, ask the Gemara that it might sound complicated because we're adding in all these different factors, but l'chayr pshita, hainu reisha, that ask the Gemara, l'chayr it's pasha, like we said, the rest of the Mishnah is pasha. Ask the Gemara, this is pasha. Once you know the klalim from the reisha, so then this is just about plugging in those klalim into a case where there's two people involved. But it's really the same klalim as the reisha. So you can't tell me that the chiddush is the seifa, because what's the chiddush in the seifa? I don't see any chiddushim. So says the Gemara, I'll tell you the chiddush. Be'etzem, you're right. Be'etzem, the actual din is not a chiddush, because it's the same klalim that we see from the reisha. However, mahu detema, you might have thought that ligzer trei atuchad. That you might have thought to say that in this case, where there's Shem who died, and there's Reuven who died, and Shem has one brother Chum. Chum has to do chalitza to both women. Reuven has two brothers, Shimon and Levi. So Shimon and Levi, one of them could do chalitza while the other one does yibam. You might have thought to say that even though that's how it comes out, I'll be the klalim from the reisha, you might have thought to say that we should make a gzeira on Shimon and Levi, and we shouldn't allow one of them to do yibam. We should make both of them do chalitza. We shouldn't allow them to have one of them do chalitza and then the second brother do yibam. Why? Because you might mix up the two brothers with the one brother. And then Chum might think that he also could just do chalitza and then do yibum on the other sister. If we allow the two brothers to do that, so then the one brother, Chum, might think that he could do the same thing. So you might have thought to make a gzeira in this case, kamash malan, that we do not make a gzeira, and we allow Reuven's two brothers, Shimon and Levi, that one of them could do chalitza, and then the other brother could do yibum. Now the Gemara speaks out that v'dafka michlatz v'hadar yivume, that first Chum has to do chalitza on both sisters, and then we allow Reuven's two brothers, Shimon and Levi, had to have one of them do chalitza and then the other one do yibam. But first Chum, first the single brother, has to do chalitza to both sisters. Avo yivume bereisholoi, we can't have Reuven's two brothers, Shimon and Levi, first have one of them do chalitza and the other one do yibam. Let's say Shimon will do chalitza to Rachel, and then Levi will do do yibum on with Leah, that's not going to be okay. You're not going to have a manifshach dikapaga biyavamon l'shuk, because it could be Leah was really Shem's wife, and if she's Shem's wife, she's still a yavamon l'shuk. So first we need Cham to go ahead and do chalitza to the sisters, and then we can have Reuven's two brothers, Shimon and Levi, we could have one of them do chalitza, and then have the next one do yibam. The Mishnah then said that lezeshnayim u lezeshnayim, and spoke about a case where again, Shem and Reuven married the two sisters, they don't know which one they're married to, and then they both die, and this time both of them have two brothers, and so we said the klal is that each, you have a representative from each family that does chalitza on one of the sisters, and then the other member of the family could do yibum on the other one's chalutza. That's what the Mishnah said. Now l'chayra it's pashat, it's the regular din of a person who dies with two brothers from the reisha. It's just applying the klalim from the reisha in a slightly more complicated case, but it's really the same klalim from the reisha. So ask the Gemara, hasu lamali, haynu hach, why do I need this case? The chayrit's pasha, it's the same thing as the reisha, and you can't tell me to make any gzeiras. We already know that there's no gzeiras, everything's mutter. So what's, why do I need this case? So says the Gemara, because mahu detema, I might have thought to say that there's a different gzeira that we should make over here. That ligzer dilma miyabein belay chalitza, because since we're allowing both families, we're allowing a member from each family to do yibam, so I might be concerned that maybe we're gonna, that maybe one of them is gonna end up doing yibam before the chalitza come out. Malan, that we don't make such a gzera. And Rashi speaks out what the psychologically, why this case was more, we had more of a chashash about this than in the previous case. But that's the halacha that you might have thought to say, that we should be chayshesh, that the brother's going to do yibam before the chalitza. Kamash malan, that we don't have such a chashash. We allow both families, one member from each family to do chalitza, and then one member from each family to do yibam on the other one's chalitza. Now ask the Gemara, it comes out the setup in this case is that we have two brothers who are married, we have two people who are married to two sisters, so you have two sisters falling to Yibam, you have two sisters, Rachel and Leah, that are falling to Yibam, to two sets of two brothers, they're falling to Cham and Yefes, and they're falling to Shimon and Levi. It's two sisters falling to two brothers. Now we have a Mishnah that speaks about, a different Mishnah that speaks about a similar scenario, where two sisters fall to two brothers. And the halacha there is as follows. And the Gemara wants to know why the halacha in our Mishnah is different than the malacha, than the halacha in that Mishnah. Ask the Gemara that Maishna mehadit nan. Why is the halacha in our Mishnah different than the halacha in a different Mishnah, where we also seem to have two sisters that are falling to Yibam to two brothers? You have Arba Achin, the Mishnah describes a case of four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Shnayim mehem nisu and shtei achayos. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven is married to Rachel, this time he knows his wife. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. Umesu hanesu nes achayos. And Reuven and Shimon both die. So now Rachel and Leah, the two sisters, fall to Yibam to Levi and Yehuda. Says the Mishnah that harei elu chaltzais v'lay misyavmais, that both of them have to do chalitza and not Yibam. We don't say have one of them do chalitza and the other one could do Yibam like we say by our Mishnah. We say that they both require chalitza. Rachel and Leah are not eligible for Yibam. They both require chalitza. And Rashi points out that more than that, the Mishnah over there even says that in v'kansu, that if let's say Levi and Yehuda go ahead and they're miyabim, they go ahead and they marry Rachel and Leah, the halacha is that we make them get divorced. Again, not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that Lamaisa, after the fact, if they're kadmu v'kansu, if they get married, we don't make them get divorced. So basically, we're asking a twofold question. Why is the halacha over there by Arba Achin, why is it more chamer than the case of our Mishnah? It seems to be a very similar setup. You have two sisters that are falling to two brothers. So says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta, what are you talking about? Hasam over there. So there's a machlekes in the Gemara as to the pshat in that Mishnah. What's the reason why Levi and Yehuda are not allowed to do yibam with either one, with Rachel or Leah? So there's two mandamrim over there. There's two pshatim. Ila mandamar yesh zika. If you hold that there's zika, so then the problem is because yesh zika. Neither of them could do yibam because each one of them, Rachel and Leah, are achay ziku kasai, meaning that we can't allow either one of them to do yibam on Rachel or Leah, because each one of them is achay ziku kasai, so that's why we don't allow them to do yibam. V'ilaman da'amar asa levato mitzas yivmen, Or you might say that the problem is that there's no zika, but then the problem is because it's also to be mevatel the mitzvah of yibam, which means that if we allow Levi, let's say, Levi to do yibam with Rachel, so then maybe Yehuda's going to die, and Leah's only going to be eligible to Levi, and it's going to be achas ishtai. So he's going to be mevatel mitzvah yibamin from Leah. So therefore we tell them to both do chalitza, because of a concern that it'll be mevatel mitzvah yibamin like we had earlier in the Masechta. So those are chashashis that only applied over there. So if you hold it's also levatel mitzvah yibamin, so then the reason for that Mishnah was because of also levatel mitzvah yibamin. But hacha in our Mishnah, so kochad v'chad emer didei kamisramalei, so each brother, each set could say that I'm really doing yibam with my yivama. There is no, these chashashes don't apply when it comes to our Mishnah, and Mamela the halach is different than the case of the Mishnah of Arba Achen. The Mishnah then said that Kadmu v'konsu so ein maitzian, that if Lamaisa, the two brothers went ahead and they both married Rachel and Leah, so then we do not make them get divorced because mimanafshach, there's nothing to worry about. Which means what was the case? You had Shame and Reuven married one of two sisters, and Shame and Reuven both died. Shame's brothers went ahead and did chalitza to both women. And then, the Mishnah says that Shimon and Levi could go ahead, one of them does chalitza and the other one does yibam. And if they both do yibam, if they both marry them, so then they're good to go. We do not make them get divorced. Says the Gemara, an interesting chiddush, that Tani Shila v'afilu shneim kehanim. This halacha is true even if Shimon and Levi are kehanim. The chiddush of that is that one of them, either Rachel or Leah, had halachic chalitza done to her. One of them was really married to Shem. And if Cham and Yefes went ahead and did chalitza to Rachel and Leah, so one of them is a chalutza. And a chalutza is aser midrabanan to a kayin. A chalutza is aser to a kayin. Still, says Sheila, if Shimon and Levi are kamu v'kansu, if they marry Rachel and Leah, we do not make them get divorced even if they're kayhanim. Ask the Gemara, my taima, why don't we make them get divorced? Chalutza, one of them is a chalutza. L'chari, we should make them get divorced. So answers the Gemara that no. Because chalutza derabbanani, it's true, one of them, Rachel or Leah, one of them is a chalutza, but the isser of chalutza is only midrabbanan, usafik chalutza le'gazru b'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan were not geizer and isser on a safek chalutza. Since Rachel and Leah, both of them are only a safek chalutza, because one of them didn't really have halachic chalitza done to her, it's only the one that had the halachic chalitza done to her, the one that was really married to Shame, so that's the one that's a chalutza, so each one of them is a safek, and a safek chalutza is mutter to a kayin. Ask the Gemara, really? V'chalutza derabbanani? Is that really true that the isra of chalutza to a kayin is only an isra derabbanan? V'atani, but we learned in the Braisa that grusha, ain't the other grusha from the Torah where it says grusha. So from there I only know that a grusha is asr to a kayin. Chalutza minayin. How do I know that a chalutza is asr to a kayin as well? Tamu leimer v'isha. The Torah says v'isha. It says isha zayna v'chalala la yikachu. V'isha grusha me'isha la yikachu. V'isha teaches us that there's an isser also on a chalutza. So how could you tell me that chalutza is only midrabanan? We learn out from a pasuk the isser of chalutza. So for the Gemara, midrabanan who, really the isser of chalutza is only midrabanan, ukra asmachta ba'almahu. That pasuk is just a remez ba'almah, it's not really a drasha, it's not really a dindaraisa, and really the isser of chalutza is only midrabanan, and a savik chalutza is mutter, which is why even if they're both kehanim, we allow them to stay married.